Look, everyone's got doubters. Everyone's got haters. We felt it. We have doubters. We have haters. We have critics when we first launched the Brett Maga Show. There were a lot of people who had made comments that this show would never be successful. It wasn't set up for success. And then there's those doubters and haters in your own side, your own head. And those ones sometimes are the loudest. Mm-hmm. And so we had posted a video that addressed some of those doubters, some of the hate, and some of those voices inside our own head, some of our own insecurities. And we want you to check it out if you go to our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. It is a hype video that reminds you and reminds us to keep going through the hate, through the critics, and keep motivating yourself. And so we do want you to go and like and share and comment on that because it means a lot to us. You mean a lot to us. When we first started the show, people had said that Hannah was too young, she's too inexperienced. Mm-hmm. They still say Hannah's too young, too inexperienced. AB was part of a different radio company.
Yeah.
And radio stations, and we had a wrangler over, and people were saying, you know, like she would never be part of the show on a full-time basis. And Kevin had seen so many been part of Y98, but been part of so many different versions of what morning radio looked like in St. Louis that I felt like people were like, what is he still doing here?
Yeah.
Like, does he even still belong? Mm-hmm. So there's all of this questions, and people kept saying when we were building it, Brett, this is crazy. This is never going to work. The show is going to fail. And because of you and because of our hard work, you got to take ownership of your own hard work too. We finished in 2024. We got ratings back recently as the number one show in St. Louis.
Yes. And it's all because of you. And
yeah.
We thank you. We thank all of you for giving us the time that you do, not only when we're on the air, but also on our podcasts at Y98.com. We greatly appreciate mm-hmm. your time. We greatly appreciate you listening as long as you do. And please continue to keep it up because we love working together. We enjoy each yep. other's company. We enjoy each other's time, but we also enjoy talking with you and sharing your stories as well.
It really is a group of friends that just likes hanging out together mm-hmm. and chatting it up. And we say this all the time. No show in radio takes more callers, involves the listeners more. I say this on a regular basis, but if you're new to the show, never heard it before, you are part of the show. You can call in and give your opinion, give your stories, and that makes you part of what we do. So it's the Brett Maga Show, and that includes Hannah, AB, Kevin, and then all of you, everyone who's in their car, mm-hmm. whether you text in, call in, or just yell at the radio at something ridiculous we said, or I said, you actually are part of it. And so because of that, we've had rating success. And then we put the show on in Kansas City and in Wichita, and they said, well, morning radio shows don't really go well in afternoon. It's never going to work. We got ratings back in Kansas City and Wichita. We're one of the highest rated shows in those cities as well. And again, it's all of you making this show so special.
Yeah, I mean, this entire journey has been such a whirlwind, and I think AB did an amazing job capturing those feelings and emotions in this video that we just posted on our Instagram at Brett Maga Show, and we really got to dig in deep of how we feel. Like, in the video, I talk about how I'd be lying if I said I didn't question myself every single day, and that's true. I remember all those people who came at me when I first started this job saying, who is this girl? Why would I listen to some 20-year-old girl on the radio? She has no idea what she's talking about. She's blonde. She's ditzy. I don't get her. And I remember those comments, and those really stuck with me. But the longer I've been here and the longer I've, you know, grown close to the listeners and all of our families and stuff, it really just shows, like, the power of this show and the connection of this show between us in this room, between us over the airwaves, like, we truly do love each other and have something so special here. I'm very, very blessed to have this job.
We also filmed this video on the legit coldest day of the year.
Yes, right.
So if there's any reason to go see it and like it, at least that's a reason.
In several dangerous areas too, might I add.
Yeah.
Well,
most where, dangerous you know, video we've I mean, ever filmed.
How can we forget?
There's again. Actually, I don't know if we've posted it as an Insta story, but we could probably repost it again. There's a video of AB like jumping radio, like railroad tracks
yeah.
yes.
to actually get footage for this. So it's an awesome video, but it's a video that is kind of like, we saw you haters, we saw you critics, and some of us saying like, you know, we did silence them, but we're not done yet. We're going to keep growing. We're going to keep creating special things together. But also, it's a reminder to you. I know that every single person listening in their car has someone who is doubting them, has someone who is, their voice is so loud. And for some reason, 100 people or 99 out of 100 people can say a positive thing about you, but one person says one negative thing, and that voice is so much louder. We've all been there before. So you have that, silence that voice. And if it's you telling yourself that, silence that voice. You got this. Kick off this weekend and kick some ass. That's what this video is all about. So go and spread some love on our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you.